We welcome to Star 94.1, Pastor Greg Patrick. Pastor Patrick, how are you?
I am doing so good, HJ. Thank you so much for having us here and having us on today.
Hey, no problem. Tell us about the Bridge Project.
Well, as you know, you may know or may not know, we did a show called Take It to the Bridge for many, many years at the Astrodome, and we continue to do it. And it's bringing together a lot of different artists together to sing for the Lord, and from a variety of different genres in gospel music, from Christian contemporary to quartet, just every area of gospel music. And so during this period of time, we just developed friends and we wanted to put together on a project along with my choir, and we just decided to do something with a serious message that people would be able to guide and guard their lives by, and the result is the Bridge Project. And we recorded it about a little over a year ago, and it has just been a blessing, a project. I know you hear this a lot, a labor of love, but it surely and really has been indeed been that. So a lot of our friends came together, the lead singer of Kirk Franklin, Nikki Ross, pulled her in for a beautiful song that she sings, Say It. And Nikita Clegg with the Kurt Carr Singers, she sings a song called Lord, I Love You. And just a few others, Sean McLemore, Rhonda McLemore, a variety of others that are just great message givers. And we pulled in some great songwriters, of course. I'm talking so much here. We pulled in some great songwriters, one of them being V. Michael McKay, who penned the new release, I Am a Witness, that Rhonda McLemore sings.
Tell us about that song, I Am a Witness.
Yes, that was a song that Michael McKay worked on, and he came before the recording, and he stayed for a week to make sure that everything was perfect with it. And Michael, he put everything he had into that song, and when you listen to it, you hear a clear message that we are witnesses from the Bible to the modern day. We all are witnesses for the Lord. And Rhonda began it nice and slow, and as the orchestra and everyone else joined in with her, she took it up to levels of spirituality that, when you listen to it, you see what it says. The message is very, very strong. We all are witnesses. Our main job is to be a witness for the Lord, and the main job of the church is to indeed be to go out and gather the wheat in, and unfortunately, we've gotten more into inside the church service than the evangelistic part of the service. So it reminds us, the song reminds us that we all are witnesses for the Lord, and we've got a job to do.
There's another song, Just Like That.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was incredible. I believe Darius Brooks wrote that, if I'm not mistaken. Wonderful person, Alvinia Nelson, sings that song. She's Betty Ransom Nelson, if your listeners know. Betty Ransom, Dr. Betty Ransom Nelson, but she's her daughter, and she sings that song. It's a high-powered tune that she just takes off with, and everything that God does, He does it in simplicity, and that's the message to the tune, along with just some really, really strong vibes, strong gospel vibes in that song. And so it's going to be our, I believe, second release, and if they listen to that one, that is a powerful song. And, of course, Darius Brooks, who is the writer for the Thompson Community Singers and wrote Safe in His Arms and all those great tunes for the Tommies, he wrote that tune. And, when you hear it, you'll see that it's just it's got a strong hook to it. It's got everything that's necessary. But the message is really strong.
Definitely. Our guest, Pastor Greg Patrick. The project's called Crossover. What do you mean by crossover?
Well, that's the theme for it, because when you have a bridge, you don't discriminate who crosses over the bridge. And as people come, we need to help them across, because many people are trying to decide whether to take the bridge or take the water, try to swim for it, try to fight their way through. Some of them even try to get around God. But you, like Grandmama said, he's too high, you can't get over him, too low, you can't get out.
Oh, yeah.
You got to come at the door. So the bridge is Christ, and he's the one that carries us over the troubled waters of life. And so, but we've got to guide people to that bridge. And so the Bridge Project is one that guides people so they can cross over to a better life, through Jesus, the bridge, through Jesus, the bridge, they cross over to a better and more unique life. And there's no white, black, there's no brown, there's no red, there's no discrimination in the crossover. Everyone has the opportunity and everyone has the responsibility to take someone else over the bridge.
How is radio accepting your music?
It has been remarkable. We've had program directors calling us just crying about over a song that they may have heard. One was very serious. He heard I Am a Witness, and he couldn't make it all the way through the song because he was it was so emotional for him. And the song has that effect on people. And a variety of others. Sean McLemore wrote a song called Saved that he and Zacardi Cortez, you may know him as the lead singer with James Fortune and Fire, that did the blood. Well, Zacardi sings that song with Sean McLemore, and it's an emotional song when you realize how blessed and saved you are and how much grace is passed upon us. And then there's another song he does called Elohim El Shaddai. And those two songs are just so emotional. So the response has been tremendous, and the pickups have certainly been that as well. But I'm just happy that the people are hearing the message of the tune.
It seems like you've got an all-star cast from Kurt Franklin, Ted Wynn, Rhonda McLemore,
yes.
Sean McLemore, Nikki Ross. How did you get all those folks together?
Well, you know, when you're doing something for the Lord and you have for real people, and you know there's for real and there's not so for real, as you know, and you've got some great and for real people that are willing to just come and share their talents and sing, and especially if they love the song and the song has a message, you know, you can call off a lot of different singers that are just great and wonderful, that have great messages. Yolanda Adams' songs have great messages that many of them, some of them, Michael McKay wrote. The message is so important. And so they come and lend their talents. And, of course, we develop relationships over the years with them. And that just makes for a great marriage, if you will, on a CD, to have them come, not only lend their talents, but they really believe in the message that the song has. And when you listen to the song, each song has a message. And one of the program directors called me and said, Pastor Patrick, you got a big problem because you got seven great songs, and which one you going to release first? And we really were struggling over which one to really release first. And then we released I Am a Witness first. But, gosh, we really want to release a couple of others as well, so we'll probably do that later on in the project.
Mentioning some great songs. How about songs like Holy, El Shaddai, Saved, Lord, I Love You?
Well, Lord, I Love You, Nikita Clegg, she tears that song up. She's has a sort of a jazz riff to her voice, and she just takes it from one end to another. And then by the time the vamp starts, you really realize how much love God has for us, but how much we truly love him. Another song that causes tears to come to your eyes because she modulates probably six times throughout the entire song and with a full orchestra behind her and a band. So it's a very strong tune. And, of course, Holy will be releasing during the holiday season. Speaks of the birth of Jesus and of the fact that not only was his birth important, but that his death was important. And how he died on the cross and how he was born, how both events were so miraculous. As Sean McLemore penned that song, I was there with him as he was writing it. And I was so amazed at the lyrics. And when we finally put the music to it, it was absolutely incredible. I mean, it's a song your listeners will just listen to over and over again and realize how blessed they are to have such a wonderful Savior.
Are there any expectations on this project?
Well, yes, there are. We hope that it will cross over to all genres. We really want the more traditional listeners to feel it, to feel what we were doing. We want the young people. We've got a young person's song on there. We want them to feel it. But more so than anything, we wanted to cross over to the other genres, Christian contemporary, adult Christian, and various other genres. We're not looking for it to cross over into the rhythm and blues area. If it does, that's fine. But no, we wanted to cross over to the Christian market so that all can hear what's going on. We have a gentleman that, as you know, I did the Stellar Star Search. I was executive producer of that, and we found some great talent around the country. We went to 18 different cities, and we found some great singers, and one of them was Brian Hurst, who was an actor with Tyler Perry's plays. He's a Caucasian gentleman, and he came in second behind Micah Stampley, who won our Star Search.
Wow.
And Micah, of course, you know him. He's got some great projects out. So Brian Hurst sings I Am That I Am on the album as well. It's a Christian contemporary tune, and it is a tremendous song. So these and others that we went and found in various cities throughout the country, we had more than 11,000 people that came and showed up in various cities that we went to with the Stellar Awards and Stellar Star Search. And out of these, we picked 18. And they came, and Michael Stampley was number one. And behind him, by 1/100th of a point, was Brian Hurst. So, and he is a tremendous talent as well. You would never be able to tell that the brother was Caucasian.
Wow!
I'll tell you that right now.
Oh,
you'd
man.
Never be able to tell. And Ted Wynn does a song. He wrote a song called Celebration, and he sings it on the CD. Ted is with you know him with Ted and Sherry.
Mm-hmm.
They won a Stellar, I believe, too. A couple of them. And he does a song called Celebration, and it's got that praise and worship feel to it. So we want to have some praise and worship, at least three praise and worship songs. And then we get to a song called Dance and Shout, which is a high-energy, high-dance song written by Darius Brooks. And that one, you know, you just got to pat your foot to, your feet to.
Just dance and shout, huh?
Dance and shout. Oh, man. When you hear that song, you will just say, oh, I'm not turning this off. It is high energy, and it really is good. It's got that old feel to it, and it's Pentecostal, and you will love it.
Okay. Our guest, Pastor Greg Patrick, the project's called Crossover.
Yes, sir.
Pastor, it's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure talking.
We wish you much success with your project.
Thank you, AC.
You're welcome.
God bless you.
God bless you too. It's Pastor Greg Patrick on Star 94.1.